think you were a fool to fall, but long will the flame of love continue to burn. Because you've gone beyond the point of no return.
It's 7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Pass a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Once again, back me up, Sid Dale and his orchestra. Just heard the Swingin' Doors, Diana Doors, with her album, from her album, Swingin' Doors. Originally released on Pi in the UK in 1960. I got the Sanctuary reissue in 2006. Point of no return, aptly apropos for the time of the show. Yeah, let me just turn this around. I do not know how to put this on repeat. So there we go. We'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Anyway, before Diana Doors, Little Richard and the Girl Can't Help It. From the Pink Flamingos' original soundtrack, released in 1997 on Hippo. Originally released on Specialty in 1958. Now, that's one single of his I never bought. and it was written by Bobby Troup, the singer of this week's song that everybody knows. He wrote a lot of mellow stuff. I mean, like, you know, swinging type of party music, and you know, some of these things are like scorches. Some of the once a rock and roller like a Little Richard or the Rolling Stones got a hold of it. Anyway, before Little Richard, Telly Savalas from the title track from the Who Loves Your Baby LP, came out in 1976 on MCA. For that, Walter Brennan, an old favorite here at the Desperate Hours on the third floor of Curtis Hall. A Thieving Stranger, single released in 1960 on Dot. And we kicked it off with the Hollywood Argyles of Alley-Oop fame and gun-toting critter named Jack, originally released on the Loot label in 1960. I got off the compilation Don't Go Near the Eskimos, 28 classic U.S. novelties, came out in 2017 on Jasmine in the U.K. Hats off to the Lacys for that. Coming up in the second hour will be more birthday tributes. This week's song that everybody knows. A tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. And another PSA mangled by yours truly at the bottom of the hour. Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. I got something real special for you coming up. Real special.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke, Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
I feel all right. Yes, I'm beginning to feel all right now.
Listen while I tell you about a gal named Daisy May. They called her Lazy Daisy May. Her aim in life specifically was, if there are bills to pay, don't ever chase the wolf away. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. She had a man restored, dark, handsome, large and strong, to whom she used to
sing this song, hey daddy. I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything, daddy. You ought to get the best from me, daddy G. Won't I look swell in sables clothes with Paris labels, daddy? You ought to get the best from me. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, daddy. You ought to get the best from me. Christmas stocking with jeweled knickknacks from Cartier's to cheer me up on gloomy days, daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar, daddy, daddy. You ought to get the best from me.
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California. For me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half-starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, that's when I knew the Little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And Little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard Little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, Little Joe?" And Little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to Little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and Little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, Little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's Little Joe? No, no, ain't nobody said anything about Little... Where's... Oh, I was so sad, because I figured Little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him. And when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, hey, what's going on? Teddy Bear said, open your front door, good buddy, I'm just outside. Lord, the roar of engine seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe, that bark? Why, it had to be Little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends. And I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
I walked into a tavern, it was cheap and small, with an ancient silent jukebox that leaned against the wall. A girl stood near the jukebox with sad and hurting eyes. When I asked if she was lonely, she replied, drop some silver in the jukebox and I'll dance with you. Though there's other guys around here much handsomer than you, but you seem like a good guy, so I'll give you first chance. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll dance. So I fit the silent jukebox just to dance with her. And she played the longest, saddest songs that I'd ever heard. Then I asked her if she'd join me for a drink or two or three. And she threw that same old message back to me. Silver in the jukebox and I'll drink your wine and listen to that case of blues that you got on your mind. For your heart's either broken or badly bent, I think. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink. So we talked and danced and drank right up till closing time. And when we walked out from the tavern, why, I had spent my last thin dime. So I asked her if she'd care to hear a little music up at my place. And she shoved that same old message in my face. Drop some silver in the jukebox and I'll drink your wine and listen to that case of blues that you got on your mind. For your heart's either broken or badly bent, I think. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink.
You're listening to the King of Todd Farr. Mr. Alex Piendez on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Doobly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doobly-ya-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars, and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang. The Fang. I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang. The Fang. The Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroony chick just glued her eyes on the Fang. On the Fang. On the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang. You must be the Fang. You're the Fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang, of the Fang, of the Fang.
Yeah, it's 7:24 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station watching on all the medical mistakes, claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Hey, that's my deed for the night. Hooray. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. A little bit of Pilot Error leading into the talk break, for which I apologize. You just heard Nervous Norvis and the Fang, originally released on Daunt in 1956. But I didn't lag off the best of thingy, Stone Age Woo. There we go. Hold on. All right. Anyway, Stone Age Woo came out in 2004 on Naughton. And before that, bonus tearjerker, local legend from Maine, Dick Curless, and Drop Some Silver in the Jukebox, 1973 on Capitol. For that, this week's tearjerker is only Darlene Lacey can introduce it. Little Joe by Red Solvine, 1975 on Star Day. And before that, Bobby Troop and Daddy from the Do-Re-Mi LP came out the year of my birth, 1957 on Liberty. And then we kicked it off, this incredible set, Screaming Jay Hawkins from 1969 on Phillips. And Constipation Blues. I ain't a lie. Off this Best Of Thing collection. Feast of the Mau Mau came out in 1988 on Edsel in the UK. All right. Show outside of that, a little pilot error in the last set. It's pretty tight. Don't you agree? Well, you got no choice. You're listening. You're stuck. Anyway. One medium to long set, one short set, and then we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Unless I forget, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go to schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to the Desperate Hours, Alex, and by the good graces of the DMCA, the archive and the playlist there are there for 2 weeks. And if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, well, go like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and join the group. Come on, throw me a bone. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
If you're holding hands with someone, when the magic record plays, you'll both be bound together through all your live long days. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
So gather round me, oh, you lovers, when you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you. Magic record, magic record.
She was all alone and blue. Then she heard the magic record. It made all her dreams come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you.
So gather round me, all you lovers. When you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
I'd like to take these records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
I'm not a real human being. I'm just a mechanical robot voice. But when I want to rock out and blow a fuse, I listen to The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Now we are going to learn the movement of the bust. Try to practice in front of a mirror to see what you are doing. First, we will use our shoulders for practicing. We will start with moving the right shoulder forward, then the left shoulder forward. Now, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Now we will go faster. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Then make it faster and faster till the bust starts moving in rhythm with the shoulders. This movement needs lots of practicing.
I love Baby Weemus. Baby Weemus loves me. Wee wee Baby Weemus, she is fine as can be. I call her wee 'cause she's small. I call her baby 'cause she's my baby doll. Wee wee Baby Weemus, Baby Weemus for me. Here she comes.
My name's Baby Weemus, and I love you too. Honey, someday we must get married in June. We must kiss, never fuss. We must love, yes we must. Wee wee, Baby Weemus. Yeah, yeah, that's my name.
Space. Oh, oh, oh. Space. Oh, oh, oh. Space.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Let me tell you what I played the next to last set of the show. Back me up for the last time is Sid Dale and his orchestra with the Hellraisers. Just heard the Darlenes. Yes, the Darlenes. With I Still Like Rock and Roll. That was a yard sale find like years ago. And I don't know how, I think it was somebody I worked with was having a yard sale. He was a former disc jockey, one of the AM stations, maybe MEX, I don't know, or BZ, I don't know. And he, you know, I bought a bunch of records off him. That was one of them. Anyway, before Darlene's with I Still Like Rock and Roll. Before that, April Stevens and Nino Tempo with Baby Weemus. 1963 on Atco. Lenny D before that with Plantation Boogie. 1954 on Decca, single. Ramones before that with I'm Against It. You name it, I'm Against It. From the Road to Ruin LP, came out in 1978 on Sire. And we kicked it off with the New Tornadoes, a Magic record from 1959 on the Carlton record. We got about 17 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. We hope you're digging it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Dirty jeans and 4 days whiskers, boy, I needed this ride, mister. The rain is hard and I sure do shiver easy. Well, I ain't much good, you can tell by looking. Eating lousy diner cooking, maybe cheap, but boy, it sure is greasy. Your license, it says Georgia, sir, that's the state I'm headed for. Tell you how I left if it won't bore you. Bald tires and a petty crime, riding on empty, tired of trying. I pushed on for a job in California. Got to the Golden State, I did. Employers down the line said, kid, diploma from a high school is what you're lacking. So I took to driving a hack for bread, existing like the living dead. The wife, she just gave up and started packing. So I'm down in Darnie Road, I guess I'll tell you, sir, if I could just get back home, I'd go back to the mill. Diplomas there ain't worth a hang. All that counts is if a man can do his job, cause no one no ill. I'll get back on my feet again, find my family, Lord, and then I'll stay home where folks like me should stay. Get about California State, golden streets and pearly gates. It's your state of mind that counts most anyway. Just look at that rain coming down. I never thought I'd get out of that town. Sure glad you stopped to give this fool a ride. Oh, thank you, bless you, thank you, sir. You never know how kind you were. So nice and warm and cozy here inside. Now, sir, suppose real slow, like you just pull over to the side of the road. That's real fine. Now, if you'd be good enough to let me borrow your wallet and that real fine watch. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Now you step out in the rain. I'm gonna take me a ride. Hey, man, you really ought to know better than to pick up a hitchhiker.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I saw a man walking down the street the other day. He said, listen here, buddy, are you going my way? No, I'm not, yes, you are, and he pulled out a gun. And that's when I thought my living was done. Give me what you got, what I got you can have. So he laid down his pistol and I started to laugh. I had a dead cat in a bag. I had an ugly wife who could nag. I have a big appetite, so I have a Dagwood sandwich which has no magnitude.
I'm Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
When you get a good idea and you need someone to tell it to, just scratch your head and roll your eyes and simply say, ooh, 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 ooh. Let's say, do you mind? Boys sing.
Oh, oh.
Now all the girls sing.
Oh, oh.
Now everybody sing.
Oh, oh.
Now you got it. Let's try it one more time. Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh, ooh.
Sing along with Joey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
just too nice. They're just too nice. They're just too nice.
You see what you done? You stopped the show.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, druck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out the show. This was the annual Joe Lacy birthday tribute. A guy who's contributed a lot to the show in terms of ideas and suggestions for content and the like. There's the least I could do in tribute. Anyway, just heard Jim Neighbors, and his version of There's No Tomorrow, or Oso Amigo, or whoever recorded It's Now or Never, 1958 on Roulette. Before that, Joey Ross and Ooh Ooh, originally released on IPG in 1963. I got off the compilation, the Big Itch Volume 2, the Joey Ross volume. There we go. I'll figure it out one of these days. And before that, The Motion with The Thief, originally released on Duray in 1967. I got off the compilation Make Mine Mondo. Came out in 2018 in the UK. Before that, Leonard Nimoy. Lenny from the West End with The Hitchhiker. From The Way I Feel LP, came out in 1968 on Dot. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with some traveling music, because we never know what tomorrow brings. These were the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.